This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. House of Representatives has launched a new investigation of the January 6th Capitol insurrection by approving a special committee to probe the violent attack. The vote to form the panel was 222 to 190. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told lawmakers in the chamber that they will be judged by future generations as to how we value our democracy.
Let's be on the right side, not only of history, but the right side of the future.
Minnesota Republican Michelle Fischbach said that there are enough current investigations into the riot.
We ought to let the processes that are already underway continue. If we don't, we risk undermining the work that is already being done.
Several hundred supporters of former President Donald Trump stormed the Capitol January 6th as Congress was meeting to certify Joe Biden's election as president. Five people died as a result of the violence. More than 500 people face charges in connection with the riot. Comedian Bill Cosby has returned home after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court threw out his sexual assault conviction Wednesday, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
When he first arrived home, Cosby flashed the V for victory sign. He appeared before reporters but did not speak.
Mr. Cosby, how you feeling? Are you happy to be out?
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled Cosby had an agreement with a previous prosecutor that he would not face charges in the case brought by District Attorney Kevin Steele. Lawyer and legal analyst Priya Sapori says this ruling covers just the Andrea Constand case.
There is nothing in this decision that would prevent any of the number of alleged victims of Bill Cosby from coming forward and attempting to prosecute their cases.
Four justices formed the majority that ruled in Cosby's favor. Three others.